Today's readings remind us to be guided by the light of Christ. The Magi were guided by that light to where Jesus was. And we too, if we choose, can let the light of Christ guide us. But we need to be clear what that light is. Jesus comes, and the people believe he comes for just the Jewish people, that they are the chosen race. But this celebration today of the Gentiles coming to see the child Jesus is an important one. Matthew, the gospel writer, is writing about 80 years after the death of Christ. He knows that the Jewish people rejected Christ and crucified him. He knows the Gentiles have received the message because missionaries have gone out, missionaries including Paul, who've carried the message of Jesus to other countries and other lands. And so he wants to incorporate into his gospel, and he's the only gospel writer who mentions the coming of the Magi. He wants to incorporate this part of the story so that others might understand that the true light of Christ, the true message of Jesus, is that God's love is extended to everyone. Who does Jesus deal with during his life? The marginalized, the poor, the sick, people who are rejected, people who are told that their sin had caused their illnesses or their poorness. And Christ comes and spends time healing them. In fact, they accuse Jesus of eating with sinners. See, they see that Jesus spends time with these people and considers it a kindness, but doesn't understand that the essential message that Jesus brings is that God's love is extended to every human being. In 2,000 years since Christ, we have continued that idea that somehow God's love belongs only to special people. In the Catholic Church, we used to say, ours is the true faith, the only faith, as if others did not have a belief in God. Throughout history, there have been many desire on the part of people to separate and divide. We have categories we put people in. We say God doesn't stand with these people, but does stand with these people. We do it on the basis of race or religion or wealth or whatever the category is. And my brothers and sisters, that is not the light of Christ. The light of Christ is that salvation is given, redemption is offered to every human being, everyone. And when Christ lives his life talking and speaking with everyone, the rich man Zacchaeus, the poor that he heals, it is a cross-section of people because he lives the mission that he has come to bring salvation to all. So you and I celebrate this feast of the Epiphany. And we're challenged to ask ourselves, are there people I think are outside of God's love? Are there people I think are sinners and God doesn't care for them, that he will condemn them? Are there people that I believe have the gift of God's love because they're special? And of course, the answer to those things is the light of Christ, that light that shone, that led the Magi to the child Jesus, is a light that can be seen by everyone. We have to be not obstacles to people finding God's love, but we have to be people who carry the message of that light to others, by the way we treat them. In our lives, we don't conquer great issues. We do small but significant things in our daily lives that extend God's love to others, that show that we believe in them, that they have dignity and worth. This Feast of the Epiphany is the feast of including everyone as being loved by God. May we celebrate it in a way that allows us during this coming week to truly believe that every human being that we deal with, every human being that we see is loved by God, and what needs to change is us. We need to become so loving that we can understand that God loves everyone. Instead of believing we belong to an exclusive club that has salvation while others do not. It started so long ago with Jesus to change the hearts of people to come to understand that God loves them all completely. And we are given the great opportunity to live that belief in our daily lives, to not put anyone outside of God's love. May we choose in the living of our lives this week to truly follow the light of Christ and live the epiphany, that awakening to know that God loves all of us and offers us his gift of salvation.